Last year, Congress allotted $300 million for the Safe and Drug-Free School and Communities program, down from previous years. But the Obama budget leaves it out entirely, calling the program flawed and poorly designed.
These programs do work, and with very little money.
Jeff Bentz runs abuse prevention services for 27 rural schools in Wisconsin. He says while most local programs only get about $10,000 a year from the grants, it's well spent.
We've trained 1,274 educators and 17,400 students in peer mentoring. We've provided 814 programs related to alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs and violence prevention.
Bentz's criticism of the state grant programs based on an old 2001 report. But William Modjeleski of the U.S. Education Department's Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools says it still shows the program's money is spread too thin.
The good news is that it provides funding to every school district. The sort of not-so-good news is it provides funding to every school district.
Modjeleski backs a targeted discretionary grant program. He says it uses a third of the current funding, targets the most high-need schools, and has accountability.
What you have now is a lot of localities doing things, but there has been no evaluation that shows that these actually have an impact on alcohol and drug use or violence in schools.
But prevention program advocate Jeff Bentz says he'll work with Wisconsin's congressional delegation to save the state grants program. He says President Obama is a reasonable man who could restore the funding if shown more recent data. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.